This is Real Talk, the podcast with Devin Wieters, where we talk all things inclusion and have a little bit of fun, too. Remember to leave a 5-star review and enjoy the show.
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. My name is Devin Wieters. Before we get to our guest today, just a quick heads up. There will be a difference in the audio quality between this introduction and the interview itself because, as of right now, I do not have access to my mic and cannot plug it in. And so there will be a little difference in audio quality between this introduction and the actual interview. With that, today we have Angela West on the show. She is one of my absolute favorite people. We finally got just a little spot where our schedules coordinated enough so that we could do this. And she is a gem, and you will learn so much from her because I know I have. She has CP as well, and she's a really, really devout Jesus follower, and she has a lot to say about disability and Christianity and all the things that go along with that. And she has her own ministry that she just started called Roll Called. I love that name. And you just love her. You will be hearing from her more on this podcast, I can guarantee you. So enjoy our first of many interviews with Angela West.
This is Real Talk, the podcast.
Hi, Angela. How are you today? Thank you for joining us today.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about yourself, and then we'll go from there.
I'm a woman with cerebral palsy.
I need you wheelchair.
I use a wheelchair for mobility.
I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus.
I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus.
And ministry.
In ministry.
I'm in ministry.
Oh, I'm in ministry. I also work part-time with people with disabilities.
And where do you work, and what specifically do you do with people with disabilities?
So I work at VCU, at the Partnership for People with Disabilities. I'm a cultural broker. So I work with families who have children with disabilities. I help people from different cultures.
How did you decide that you wanted to do that? And yeah, like what led you up to that decision, wanting to do that?
So I didn't know for all. I always knew I wanted to work with people with disabilities. But I never thought I would do something like this. So I actually met my boss while I was taking a class on advocacy. And I thought she was really cool. And I started volunteering with the organization.
And once I graduated,
With my master's degree, she offered me a job.
So that was cool.
Yeah, like, were you shocked when you got the job? Surprised? Happy?
I applied to over 30 jobs.
I applied to over 30 jobs before.
I never got a call back.
And I never got a call back.
I was really thankful to have this opportunity.
So I was really thankful to have this opportunity.
I've been here for 5 years now.
And I've been here for 5 years now.
That is awesome. So on the 30 job applications that you did you disclose your disability? And if so, did you think that has anything to do with you not getting a callback? Or
that's a good question. I didn't disclose the application.
So that's a good question. I didn't disclose it on the application.
When
I had a couple interviews. It's kind of hard to hide my disability.
I didn't have the choice to disclose or not.
So I didn't really have a choice to disclose or not.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hide a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they treated you any differently because of your disability or no?
I don't think it was the wheelchair. I think it was the speech impairment.
I don't think it was the wheelchair. I think it was the speech impediment.
Impairment. Because I wanted to be a counselor.
Because I wanted to be a counselor.
Yeah, I need to have questions on if people could understand me.
So I think they questioned on if people could understand me.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, it's horrible you went through that, but that is kind of understandable because people would think, like, how's she going to be a counselor if you can't understand her? Yeah. So on the job, do you have your interpreter with you? Or
my job provides an interpreter.
Well, my job provides an interpreter.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome. So you just say, I need an interpreter because I have a speech impediment, and they just...
Yeah, I have the same interpreter every day.
I have the same interpreter every day.
So he works for me over Zoom. So whenever we have a meeting. We just hop on together. And he also helps me with computer work. Which is awesome.
Because now everything is on the computer.
Yeah, so do you have any switches or anything that will help you do your computer work, or is it just your interpreter?
Well, I have a adapted keyboard and a joystick.
I have an adapted keyboard and a joystick.
Can you get a mouse?
Which allows me to use a mouse.
Okay, yeah, so you can control things with your joystick, right?
Yes.
Yes.
On your wheelchair.
Well, it's a separate joystick.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I always thought those chairs were so cool, but I never needed it. Okay, so we're going to switch gears here. So tell us about your partner, David, and then we'll get into how you started Roll Called.
So David and I have been together for almost 10 years.
Definitely a blessing from God.
It's definitely a blessing from God. I remember being in college.
I just prayed that God would send me someone.
and just praying that God would send me someone.
He never did. I got a question. Am I relationship?
And he never did. So I kind of questioned him and whether I would have a relationship. I think I was working in the ministry.
And I was
like, okay, God, I give this to you completely.
If you call me to be single, you know what? Yeah, I will be happy with that.
And if you call me to be single, I will be happy with that. But I just want whatever you want.
No, Peter. 2 weeks later, I met David.
And luckily, 2 weeks later, I met David. And I knew it was a blessing from God. And I prayed and said, I just want this to be your will. David is a believer too.
And we both believe that God called us to be together.
And we both believe that God called us to be together.
And he helps me in ways.
And he helps me in ways.
Yeah.
And I help him in other ways.
So it's a good relationship.
It's a great relationship.
You and David are so cute together. You guys are like couple goals. I see the funny socks he gets you up, but Katie, he always gets her socks.
Yeah, I love socks.
Yeah, I love socks.
It's kind of like a joke that we have.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a joke that we have.
Can I ask you this? You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but how do you reconcile not being married and living together? I mean, I know you can't control it, but did you ever have like a faith crisis around that? Or
it was a big deal for me.
It was a big deal for me. So I believe in the Bible and I believe in everything that it says. But I also believe that Jesus is our personal savior.
He knows our hearts.
And he loves our hearts. He knows our hearts.
He knows that me and David, we would be married.
And he loves me and David. And if we could be married, we would.
And we talk to our pastor.
And we talk to our pastor.
And we talk to our friends at church.
And we talk to our friends at church.
And
they were really supportive. I've got a couple people that are not.
But at the end of the day, I had to answer to God.
But at the end of the day, I had to answer to God.
And that's what I tell people.
And that's what I tell people.
For sure, that was the reason why I didn't want to start
So for so long, that's why I did not want to start a ministry. Because I know I'll be under a critical eye.
I'm just doing what the God, you know what called me to do.
But I'm just doing what the Lord calls me to do.
Yeah, I just pray that one day.
And I just pray that one day.
We will be officially married.
We will be officially married.
We have a company with the Lord.
But.
To me.
But to me.
And David.
And David.
We have a promise to God.
We have a promise to God.
And ourselves.
And ourselves.
So that's what I think really matters.
So that's what I think matters.
Oh, that was a great answer. I'm sorry. That was a great answer. So, before we get into roll call, can you briefly explain why you guys can't get married? I know why it is, but just explain for the audience why you guys can't get married.
Marriage penalty. There would be a marriage penalty on getting services.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he would want to show. Yeah.
And I like to keep it broad. Very broad.
Yeah. So do you think that the marriage penalty will ever be overturned, or do you think it'll always be there?
I hope it will.
There's people that advocate for that every day.
Including myself. So we just got more work to do.
I love the attitude, Angela. I need some of that attitude because some days I was like, okay, we'll just, you know, accept it the way it is. But I need some of your attitude, Angela. Can we get into roll call? Tell us, first of all, I love the name, but tell us what the ministry does and, yeah, all of that.
We just started in October.
I've been praying for this.
But I've been praying for this for years.
Allow me to start a ministry for women.
I've been praying that the Lord will let me start a ministry for women.
For a long time, I went to a church. I really wanted to the women's ministry.
So for a long time, I went to a church, and I really wanted to be part of the women's ministry.
I just never really prayed.
And I just never really fit in.
I tried hard. But I was just different. I didn't really connect with anyone on a deep level.
And I didn't really connect with anyone on a deep level.
I'm not blaming you.
And I'm not blaming them.
But it was really difficult.
But it was just really difficult.
And then I came to my church that I am now.
And then I came to my church that I'm in now.
Well, I was accepted 100%.
Where I was accepted 100%.
I saw women who loved me.
And I found women who loved me.
Yeah, I loved And you can do when people help you with what you need.
And I love them too. And it's a big deal when they help you with personal needs.
To be able to go to a picnic.
To be able to go to a picnic.
Or like any event.
And not be afraid.
To ask people
to help feed me or take me to the restroom. And now I have people who will volunteer without even asking.
Without me asking. I want to create. I think that the purpose in which God's family.
I think that's a perfect image of God's family.
And we are divided. So I want to create a ministry that I can reach out to ladies.
So I want to create a ministry to reach out to ladies.
That might not look or act a certain way.
That you see in the traditional church.
That you should, and then you have to be perfect.
So there's an image in a lot of churches that you have to be perfect.
And clean and have your life together.
And I really want to be like, we need Jesus to do this.
I want to bridge that gap between women who may look different.
And I want to bridge that gap for women who may look different.
And all the women who are in churches and who are not in churches.
And all the women who are in churches and aren't in churches.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a great mission statement, Andrea. That's really powerful. So do you mind if we end with a little rapid fire game where I ask you questions and you just answer with the first thing that comes to mind? Okay. Fill in the blank. Inclusion is...
How do you describe that? In more words. More than one.
It can be more than one word. It can be as many words as you want.
Inclusion is
being together as God's family.
And look at people under the grace that God covers them.
And brings together.
Oh, that's sweet. I can't leave the house without
wheelchair.
That's a given. That's the best answer we've had. Favorite meal?
Pasta.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I could go for some pasta. If calories didn't count, I'd probably eat pasta every day. Last show you binged and loved.
I'm binging Shark Tank.
Right now I'm binging Shark Tank.
That is a great show. That is so good. Okay. Angela, where can people get in touch with you on social media? And I will put all those links in the show notes.
On Facebook, it's called Roll Called Ministries. And if you go to www.rollcalled.org, everything is listed there.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on with us. I wish you the best of luck in your ministry because you're one of my favorite people. Yay. And we will see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
In closing today's episode, I would like to read a Facebook status from our guest, Angela West, about a Capitol police officer that she knew in light of the Capitol riots. It says, "I just heard from my Capitol police officer friend. He's safe. I met him almost 7 years ago when I was a little intern in the U.S. Senate. We quickly became friends because I set off the metal detector every morning. Only one day, I went to the other door and the officer didn't believe that I was on staff, even with my badge. And he made me sit there for like a half an hour. When I finally got in, I went straight to his post, her friend's post, and told him what happened. I could see the fire in his eyes. He called for a week from his post, and he replied, 'Come with me.' He said a few words with his fellow officer, then he walked me to my office. A day I will never forget, a friend that is always on my heart, even 7 years later." So, two things I want to say about that. One, thank God for our Capitol police officers, they're heroes. And two, the rioters, and I don't care who you think did it, I'm not trying to be political, the rioters could scale a wall with nothing, no clearance, nothing, but Angela couldn't even get in there with her badge. Something to think about.
You've been listening to Real Talk the Podcast. Connect with us on Instagram at Real Talk Pod Official, Twitter at Devin Real Talk, and Facebook at Real Talk Podcast Official. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by using the link in the show notes. Stay tuned for the next episode.